Imagine gathering your closest friends from every chapter of your life, only to have your most carefully constructed walls come tumbling down. This is the premise of the Five-Star Weekend, where Hollis Shaw, a successful food blogger and recent widow, invites four women who define different eras of her life to her Nantucket summer home. What begins as an attempt to heal from grief transforms into a weekend of revelations that will reshape each woman's understanding of herself and the others. Against the backdrop of Nantucket's pristine beaches and charming cobblestone streets, five women confront truths they've been avoiding about love, identity, friendship, and betrayal. Their gathering becomes a masterclass in how female friendship can both wound and heal, sometimes in the same moment. Hollis Shaw epitomizes the American success story. Orphaned at two after a boating accident, she was raised by the Nantucket community, from the librarian who introduced her to Julia Child to the fishmonger who taught her to shuck scallops. This collective upbringing fostered her connection-oriented nature. After graduating summa cum laude from UNC Chapel Hill, she built a life in Boston with her cardiac surgeon husband, Matthew, and daughter, Caroline. During the pandemic, Hollis's food blog, Hungry with Hollis, went viral. Her unpretentious style and comfort recipes like Everything's Gonna Be Okay mac and cheese resonated with a world seeking connection. Unlike other influencers, Hollis filmed in her actual kitchen, shared cooking fails, and built her million subscriber community on genuine warmth rather than curated perfection. When Matthew died in a car accident, Hollis retreated into grief while her relationship with teenage Caroline deteriorated. Her only solace came through late-night texts with Gigi Ling, a pilot who reached out after Matthew's death. At their Nantucket house that summer, sleepless and grief-stricken, she found inspiration in an article about a widow who organized a five-star weekend with friends from different life phases, glimpsing a path forward through friendship. When Hollis's invitations go out, the responses reveal complex dynamics. Brooke Kirtley responds immediately with enthusiasm. Drew Ann Jones, now a sports agent and ESPN host, agrees after initial hesitation. Tatum McKenzie, Hollis's estranged childhood friend, accepts reluctantly. Most intriguing is Gigi Ling's late-night acceptance after years of silence. Unknown to Hollis, Gigi was Matthew's mistress. After discovering his obituary, Gigi befriended Hollis under false pretenses, exploiting their shared experience of losing mothers young. Caroline agrees to film the weekend for $2,500, seeking escape after her affair with her Oscar-winning boss, Isaac, ends abruptly. Each woman arrives harboring secrets. Tatum awaits breast biopsy results. Drew Ann faces professional backlash for criticizing an athlete's mental health withdrawal. Brooke has uncovered her husband's sexual harassment, and Gigi prepares to confront her deceased lover's widow. What began as a healing retreat is about to become far more complicated. Hollis's Nantucket home, First Light, with its sea glass windows, cathedral ceiling, and Atlantic views, creates the perfect backdrop for the weekend's drama, coastal beauty contrasting with emotional truths about to surface. As Hollis assigns rooms, she hopes to repair her relationship with Caroline. Each woman arrives carrying emotional baggage alongside their luggage. Tatum avoids Hollis, anxious about biopsy results. Their once sisterly friendship has been strained by years of unspoken resentments. Drew Ann arrives amid professional crisis, on leave after her filmed breakdown went viral. Her boyfriend, father of the golfer she criticized, has left her. Brooke comes after confronting her husband about groping a young brand manager. His confession reveals their social isolation stems from his behavior, not her awkwardness. Gigi arrives last, stylish and British-accented, welcomed by Hollis despite Henrietta's unusual growling. Inside, Gigi feels like a villain of literary proportions, wondering which woman might show mercy if they knew her secret. As the weekend unfolds, the women reconnect in both healing and challenging ways. During shopping, the group quickly splinters, Tatum leaves with Hollis following, Druanne heads to a boutique, while Brooke and Gigi explore together. Though initially disappointed, Brooke finds unexpected connection with Gigi as they browse. Hollis confronts Tatum at a restaurant and learns the truth behind her distance. She has a breast lump and missed her biopsy results. Having both lived through Tatum's mother's cancer death after high school, Hollis feels hurt at being excluded, remembering their once inseparable bond. The day shifts when Hollis encounters Jack Finnegan, her first love. Their immediate connection stirs memories of teenage romance, dune kisses, his pickup truck, wild horses playing. Despite guilt about feeling attraction so soon after Matthew's death, their reunion awakens something dormant in her. At first light, Caroline films interviews revealing hidden history. Tatum explains their mother's intertwined lives, while Druanne discloses how Hollis had invented stories about her mother being alive during college. These revelations help Caroline see her mother as someone who overcame profound loss. The weekend falls apart at Galley Beach when Electra's former friend recognizes Gigi from Atlanta, where she saw her with Matthew. Despite denials, Gigi leaves with Hollis following, telling the others to continue sailing. At first light, Gigi confesses everything, a year-long affair with Matthew before his death. He initially claimed to be divorced, but she continued seeing him after learning the truth. More troubling to Hollis, Gigi deliberately sought her out online after discovering her identity, wanting Hollis to like her. The betrayal cuts deep. Gigi not only slept with Hollis's husband, but infiltrated her life while hiding this secret. Then comes the revelation that changes everything. Matthew called Gigi the morning he died to end their affair, saying he wanted to work on his marriage. Checking the accident report, Hollis discovers Matthew had turned around on Dover Road, heading home, not to the airport, when he crashed. This forces her to reconsider the narrative she's built about her marriage's end. The five-star weekend's final day reveals transformations in each woman. Druanne's reputation recovers after evidence confirms the golfer she criticized had indeed faked mental health issues. Media outlets reach out with apologies. Brooke comes out to Hollis before departing, sharing plans to tell her husband and children she's gay. Her journey to authenticity has begun, and she's no longer willing to live falsely. Tatum learns her biopsy was negative, just a cyst. Overwhelmed with relief, she shares the news with Hollis, who embraces her immediately. Their long-strained friendship renews through vulnerability. Caroline returns to New York with fresh perspective. Her documentary captures not just a gathering, but a profound exploration of female friendship across decades. Though her romantic hopes end in disappointment, she gains clarity about her desires. Gigi attempts a quiet exit, but Hollis appears for an honest goodbye where both admit their mutual admiration despite their deceptive connection. A year later, Hollis lives on Nantucket, dating Jack. Caroline graduates and secures a film job in Los Angeles. During an Italian cruise, the friends discover Gigi is their pilot home. Hollis realizes she has already landed safely in her own life, finding not perfect closure, but a new beginning built on truth and enduring friendship.